Acadia University, but I have Dalhousie and King's, Nova Scotia Tech, Pine Hill, Mount St. Vincent, and Holy Heart Seminary as members of the three different contingents of COTC, two in Halifax and one in Wolfville at Acadia. So it was really a very excellent posting. And next was posting to Ottawa, which was rather nice to go to the capital. And there I was in Directorate of Ceremonial. And we worked on the new flag and we worked on the new uniform, but not the color.
You want to make that perfectly
clear? Right.
Don't want to be blamed for that.
No. There wasn't much difference in the style of the uniform itself as far as the Army and the Air Force are concerned anyway. But change in rank was, we had to work on that. But the I was only there a year and I was asked if I would like to be posted to NORAD in Tacoma, Washington. And there was no hesitation. Even though we just bought a house and hadn't moved in, we resold it and went off to Tacoma for a 3-year stint. And that was an excellent posting. Met some wonderful American people and still have friends there from those days. In the first 2 years, I was with the early warning system, Canadian Army. Looked after the Canadian section of the early warning system in our far north and also the Alaska NORAD region. We were the recipients by teletype of information from those areas. A lot of Russian bear aircraft used to come in, they still do, come into our territories. The final year I was there, they had disbanded this early warning system as far as NORAD was concerned in the United States. And the Canadian Army people were sent back to Canada. But the RCAF group captain there asked me if I'd like to stay on in a vacancy of the RCAF, and I said yes. So I went into the intelligence place there, and the American Lieutenant Colonel who was in charge of the group there, the intelligence, was sent to Vietnam with no replacement. So I turned out to be the senior officer there. So I became the Director of Intelligence with three Americans under me, a sergeant, a second lieutenant, and a lieutenant. And I was only allowed to see 10%, about 10% of the information that came in, the intelligence information, because 90% of it, roughly, was marked no foreign eyes. And that made my position rather awkward, to say the least. From there, I retired from the Canadian Armed Forces and moved back to Canada.
How do you feel about your long career in the forces, and is there anything you'd like to add or any topic that we haven't discussed?
I enjoyed my life in the Army. I liked the Army very much, and I feel a very fortunate person in that I did like it. So many people do not like the work they do, but they do it because they have to. And I also enjoyed the work I did afterward, rehabilitation consultant for handicapped adults with the Health Department of British Columbia government. So I had two jobs in my life that I really thoroughly enjoyed. So I don't regret any of it. And the fact that I picked up polio while in the armed forces, might have picked it up anyway as a civilian. So I can't blame that on my career. I think it's a wonderful life for anyone, especially young people. The discipline is good, the life is good, the comradeship is good. To tell you the truth, I've always thought of people in the armed forces as civilians with a uniform, because you have the same type of temperament in all walks of life. Some people say they drink too much in the armed forces. They don't drink any more than they do in civilian life, or in government circles, or what have you. So. Really, it's just another type of, another way of living, but you wear a uniform and you have a little more discipline, perhaps. There's a lot of discipline in business, too. Without it, business will fail.
True.
So, that's my opinion.